This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Tomorrow, Mueller comes to Capitol Hill. That's the big story of the day. And it's amazing to think about now that the SDNY of New York, the Southern District of New York, the prosecutors revealed their investigation into hush money payments to women Michael Cohen claims to have made at the president's direction, right? So the prosecutors announced they looked into that, and the investigation's over, and there's no charges that are going to be filed against Trump or anybody else. So remember now, this was a big deal, right? It was going to be these hush money payments that they were looking into, and Michael Cohen going down, and all this was going to come to light, and the Southern District of New York was going to be the one who would bring the president down. There was all this talk of. Now, I, for one, said if there's any potential danger, it's either in the Southern District of New York or it's with the Attorney General of the state of New York. But I certainly never made predictions that they would bring him down. Now, CNN reported that when the prosecutors at the Southern District of New York said that they had found nothing and there were going to be no charges, that it was a huge win for Trump and for his family business. They said the following, quote, "The conclusion of federal prosecutors' investigation of the Trump company's role in the Cohen matter marks a significant victory for the president's family business, although it likely doesn't come as a complete surprise. There have been no contact between the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office and officials at the Trump Organization in more than 5 months." All right. Now, remember, though, this is a surprise now, and or I should say now, it shouldn't come as a surprise, and it's no big deal, and it's no big whoop. This is a little montage brought to you by the Free Beacon of all the times pundits said that the SDNY was going to bring down the president. In here, you'll hear the voices of idiots like Donnie Deutsch, Joe Scarborough, Maggie Haberman, Nicole Wallace, Sonny Hostian, and others who were all in here talking about how the SDNY would take the president down.
This is where it ends for this president.
Many legal analysts have said that the Manhattan office of the Justice Department, the Southern District of New York, poses the real threat to the president.
He's not out of legal hot water. There are a number of investigations. Southern District of New York, we're looking into the Trump Organization.
Is there something there? If a prosecutor is looking at everything you ever did, probably.
Could Trump Org be in trouble?
You can see sort of the dominoes falling.
And as far as that 10 years in the Trump Organization, that is where all the bodies are buried.
The Southern District of New York might offer more trouble to Trump in the Trump orbit than even the special counsel's investigation.
If they come out with some stuff, he is done.
Forget Mueller. Forget about Mueller.
Russia collusion, whatever.
What's happening in the Southern District of New York is an existential crisis.
The Southern District poses an existential threat.
An existential threat.
Or existential threat.
A greater existential threat.
I think Trump should be really nervous.
He's in big trouble.
Right. Dershowitz is basically saying in the Southern District of New York, you're screwed.
That is, the Southern District investigation poses a real threat.
A real threat.
A bigger threat.
The greatest threat.
The real threat.
The greatest threat.
More of a threat.
Deep threat.
An existential threat not only to his presidency.
I do think that's where the trouble lies.
Very much under threat of being destroyed, very demolished, and becoming a criminal
pulverized
liability.
You either see an indictment of executives at the company or of the organization itself.
Don Jr. is at the top of the family list as someone who is totally exposed criminally.
It's going to get to his children. It's going to get to other people in that organization.
Not just for the president, but for Ivanka, for Don Jr.
And people are going to start flipping, I think, that Trump never thought would flip before.
What is going to put him in jail eventually.
Yes, tell us, Donnie Deutsch.
Destroy everything he's ever built and his children.
Go ahead.
Is a 30-year dishonest criminal enterprise. One thing will take him out of the presidency.
Go ahead.
The other thing will ruin him forever.
Oh, wow. And they found the bodies, where all the bodies were buried. No?
No.
No, not so much? I love how they all repeat themselves. Existential threat. Existential. Existential. That's existential. Existential threat. Boy, is that existential or what? Existentially. Boy, existentially. Can you feel the existentialism? It's my new cologne. Existential threat. It's my new look. I'm going with the existential threat look. What's up, baby? 855-839-1210. So there you go. It didn't work out that way. Much to their chagrin. Very, very sad. Very sad. Now, I am tired of all these people who are allowed to say all these things and they never get called out for it. what amazes me is that they still have an audience. I mean, after years and years of building up people's hope that this is going to take the president out, it never works out that way, and yet people still tune into their shows. I mean, at some point, if you keep promising people stuff and it never comes true, don't you at some point go, listen, we got to talk here. I mean, you keep promising me this and that. Nothing comes true. And you build up all these hopes for me and all these existential fantasies, and they never come true. It's very sad indeed. But of course, now, this is all because Republicans have a secret memo. Now, Representative Hank Johnson, a Democrat of Georgia, he's now accused Republicans, okay, of having a secret memo. So when Robert Mueller gets to the microphone tomorrow in front of the House Judiciary Committee to talk about the Mueller report, all right, this is what the Republicans are up to now. Take a listen.
I thank the chairwoman. And I've heard more and more Republicans starting to pronounce Director Mueller's name as Mueller. I've been hearing that over the past few weeks. Is that some kind of Republican attempt to somehow besmirch Director Mueller, Dr. Eastman?
Mueller. No, maybe it's a bit of my German heritage. My mother's maiden name was Stein, and the Mueller is the German pronunciation. So
it's Mueller, and I've heard so many people saying Mueller on the other side. It just seems Mueller. Like there's something that there's some kind of secret memo flowing out there.
Yes, a secret memo out there saying pronounce it Mueller. That'll get him. That'll get to him. You know why he hates that? He loses it every time somebody calls him Mueller. He goes, stop calling me Mueller. I'm out of here. And throw his stuff down and walk out. That's how you get him. Boom. This man's a congressman. This guy, Hank Johnson of Georgia, is a congressman. And that was during an official congressional thing. Mueller. Actually, the goal here is to have Ben Stein come and just say that Mueller. Anyone? Anyone?
But some people do pronounce their name Mueller with that name.
If you do it, I'm telling you right now, it's going to blow Robert Mueller's mind. He's going to lose it. I'm telling you, that's how you get him. It's the secret. That's the secret. That's what the memo says. Wait a minute. Mueller is his word. Everybody's got their word. You say that word, it's like chicken with Marty McFly. Don't call him chicken. You call Mueller Mueller, he loses it.
Just go back to school, what he was called, like nicknames.
When he was a little kid, they'd call him Mueller. Hey, Mueller, Mueller, little Mueller. And that's what brings him in his mind. He goes back to that place. Oh, we're in the dumbest time ever. Now, of course, with Mueller or Mueller coming tomorrow to Capitol Hill, everybody's getting very, very excited about the potential testimony. But it's going to be a giant disappointment, of course. So then they'll have to move on to something else. So why not move on to how Trump's base is facing an existential crisis, and they are an existential crisis to America. That's Chris Matthews, since the word of the day today is existential crisis, which are two words. So two words of the day today, existential crisis. Why don't we go down that road, shall we? MSNBC's Hardball host Chris Matthews and lefty author Tim Wise on Monday, they said, now this is not an election between Democrats and Republicans, but whether or not Americans are going to, well, take a listen.
Tim, this theme of yours, which I have serendipitously came to myself over the weekend about the morality of this election to think about it as a Manichaean struggle between good and evil.
By the way, what did he do all over himself this weekend? What did he do this weekend? I know he was hot. He was trapped inside. What did he do to himself all weekend? Huh?
Maybe I'll back it up.
What did he do all over himself? That's what I heard. Again, this is what I heard. I'm asking for just some clarification. That's all.
Tim, this theme of yours, which, I have serendipitously came to myself over the weekend about the morality of this election.
And I'm disgusted right now. I'm actually, I just threw up in my mouth. I serendipitously, something to myself over the weekend.
Yeah.
Did you serendipitously have a little happy Chris time over the weekend? A little alone time with yourself? Is that what that was? All over yourself?
No, come on.
I'm trying. That's what I heard. That's what I mean. Sometimes this guy, you can't understand what the hell he's saying. So I'm trying to figure it out. So does anyone know? I'm just asking. Did you hear, Dawn? Did you catch that by chance?
I caught it.
And nope. did it the same image come into your mind as it did in mine?
Unfortunately.
And it's not a very good image.
It's not a good image.
I'm just saying. All right, keep going.
Of yours, which, I have serendipitously came to myself over the weekend about the morality of this election. And yeah, to think about it as a Manichaean struggle between good and evil. Talk about your thinking, which is more analytical about it.
Yeah, one of the things that we learned dealing with David Duke, and I'm not trying to say Duke and Trump are the same, but they both appeal.
Right, but let's just use them together as the same, even though they're not the same, but let's just put them together. I'm not trying to say peanut butter and jelly belong together, but if you put them on a sandwich and you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'm not saying they belong together. I'm just saying that if you make a sandwich, you have a PB&J. So let's... It's amazing.
Trump are the same, but they both appeal to white racial resentment as the yeast that makes their political bread rise.
Ah.
And when you're dealing with a movement that focuses on that, in a sense, a white identity cult, to act like they are just another candidate, to say, well, yeah, he's sort of racist, and that was really racist what he did, but look at my policy to make college affordable, or look at my better health care plan that's going to be so much better than his, is to miss the point. With Duke, what we learned is you have to make this a moral message that Dukeism, and I would say now Trumpism, pose an existential threat to the values that Americans hold dear. So in other words, when they say that the squad hates America, No. Your movement hates America as an idea, of multiculturalism, of pluralism, and of democracy. Well, I think any of those debaters on the stage and the debates coming up ought to lead by saying, listen, we have some disagreements on this stage. And I have
Chris Matthews was a master debater this weekend when he was home debating the existential threat, which is why he was...
I mean,
no, I just dumped that whole.
I can't believe you
dumped that whole segment, will you? I'm just saying, Chris Matthews is an existential threat to his own body. Domain. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying he's not king of his castle and he's not master of his domain. All right, this show is not we're not trying to be mature here.
No.
That's not my goal.
Never been the goal.
I can't help it. It's just what these people say. I didn't say it. He said it. So get mad at him. I'm not saying Chris Matthews said it, but if he said it. All right, I'm not equating that Chris Matthews used his body like an amusement park. I'm just saying if he said that, I'm not saying he said that, but if he did say that, it's called fighting fire with fire.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.